Okay, so this is a hypnosis session called Overcoming Anxious Triggers Using the Wise Mind. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfortable spot for your head and just nestle into a good position for you. So what I'd like you to do is throughout this hypnosis session, you may or may not continue to be aware of the sounds around. You can use those sounds whenever or if you notice them to redirect your attention back to the words being said, to the growing sensations of relaxation and your mind drifting off. It's important to not try to force anything or make anything happen. Just allow things to unfold as they will. So throughout this hypnosis session also, you'll be able to take the suggestions that are meaningful to you and you'll be able to disregard the rest. So what I'd like you to do at first with your eyes open is to stare straight upwards as if you're looking straight through your eyebrows through to the top of your head. And as you stare upwards, gradually notice a small strain in the lower lids. This is natural and this is expected. So as you stare upwards, take a long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in nice and deep and slow and holding that breath, holding it. Now allow your eyelids to flutter closed as you continue to stare upwards under your closed lids, holding your breath. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now let that breath go slowly and relax your eyes to a comfortable position. And with every long, slow, deep breath in, focus all your attention on the movement of the air just coming in your nose. Focus on the wonderful rhythm of the movement of the air as you breathe in deeply down into your chest. And then as you exhale, just exhaling out slowly out through your mouth. Let your breath become the center of your thoughts. And slowly, as you drift deeper and deeper, you'll notice your whole body feels like it's floating. Floating down into, through the furniture, wherever you lay, wherever you sit. It's as if the furniture is swaddling your entire body. You can feel well supported all around, underneath, with every exhalation, drifting deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed and more comfortable. And as you drift deeper and deeper, the sensation of floating will grow stronger and more enjoyable. Paying attention only to the sound of my voice, any other sound you notice will be pleasantly in the background and there just to help you focus on the sound of my voice. And now with every exhalation, allow your attention to go deep within yourself. Allow your attention go deep within yourself, drifting off to a safe, comfortable, happy place. We all have a safe, comfortable, happy place. And it can be just a momentary joy, a happiness, a memory on a vacation, or something imagined. But a moment that fills you with an utter sense of peace, stillness and quiet, sense of calmness. It's a moment you would choose, you would elect to last forever. It's a sense of peacefulness that spreads throughout your entire body. And there, with every exhalation, your mind can drift off to. And so as you're ready, taking in a long, slow, deep, comfortable breath, really focusing on the movement of the air just inside your nasal passage. And as you exhale, really enjoying the sense of release you feel as that breath leaves your body, passing over your lips and the wonderful sense of relief you feel as your mind drifts off to that safe, comfortable, happy place. And where your mind drifts off to may be simply a space that's filled with a calming, soothing, healing energy, wherever that may be. But every breath is calming, rhythmic, and natural, and drifting deep, deep inside of yourself to find that part of you that knows you're special, to find that part of you that allows yourself to relax. You're in charge of your mind and your body, and you can redirect your mind to focus on the growing sensations of relaxation, the wonderful sense of release you feel with every breath, and drifting off to your safe, comfortable, happy place. And with every exhalation, your body will grow more and more relaxed. You'll notice growing, intensifying sensations of relaxation in your face, in your shoulders, in your hands, in your arms, perhaps more so in your feet and your legs. Whatever you notice, just allow yourself to be curious and surprised how you feel just a little more relaxed, a little more at peace than just a few moments ago, where time begins to stand still and you can just relax, not a care in the world, nothing to disturb you, nothing to bother you. And as you're ready, taking another long, slow, deep breath in, breathing deep and slow in through your nose and out. Exhaling all the way out, really enjoying that sense of release. Noticing how the chair, the furniture is really supporting your body now. Every exhalation drifting deeper and deeper. And all the unnecessary tension in your shoulders, in your tummy, in your jaw, it just drifts down into the furniture. And it absorbs all the unnecessary tension your body no longer needs. It just drifts downwards, leaving your body. The furniture is like a giant sponge. And as you take your next long, slow, deep breath in, along with the nourishing oxygen, you can breathe in a healing energy. A healing energy that flows over your entire body. Perhaps it's a white healing energy, but it's calming, it's soothing, it's peaceful. It allows your entire body to relax more and more. Every inhalation, you can breathe in that healing energy. It flows over your entire body, relaxing you more and more. And in this moment, as you focus on your breath, the sounds of my words, the growing sensations of relaxation, and your mind drifting off to your safe, comfortable, happy place, you're allowing yourself the opportunity to go inside, to relax. This is time for you, for your mind and your body to relax, for your mind to enjoy a wonderfully natural, quiet, peaceful place where thoughts slow down as if you're really not thinking about much at all. And where your body can just relax deeper and deeper. And you can let go of anything, everything but the sound of my voice. And as you listen to my voice, you'll focus more and more on the growing sensations of relaxation. And you'll enjoy and notice these growing sensations more and more. And as you're ready, taking another long, slow, wonderful, deep, comfortable breath in. floating deeper and deeper all the time, with every breath, with every exhalation, drifting deeper and deeper. And slowly, exhalation after exhalation, thoughts slowing down in a very natural way, as if you're really not thinking about much at all. It's calming, it's soothing, and it's peaceful. And as you drift deeper and deeper into relaxation and hypnosis, you'll be able to hear my voice and relax deeper and deeper. And you can notice your breathing, how the gentle rise and fall happens all on its own. Happens all up by itself, and you can take some full deep breaths as you focus all your attention on your breathing, taking a moment or two to really enjoy this wonderful, soothing, self-regulating process. And if ever your mind wanders, and it may, just guide it gently back to your breath and to the sound of my voice guiding you as you glide safely, easily floating deeper and deeper into a wonderfully relaxed hypnotic state. That's right, more and more relaxed, deeper and deeper hypnotized, so peaceful, so calm. And it can feel so good for your whole body to relax, for your mind to settle down, imagining you're floating and drifting. Wonderfully peaceful, wonderfully relaxed. And as you drift deeper and deeper, my voice will go with you. And you can begin counting backwards from 300 at whatever pace feels right to you. You may count backwards one digit at a time, two, three, four, or five, whatever feels right to you. Counting backwards as you drift deeper and deeper. And as you do, relax more and more, relaxing the tiny muscles, the corners of your eyes, allowing those muscles to smooth out, to soften, to lengthen, to relax. Relaxing too, the small muscles at the corners of your mouth, allowing those muscles to smooth out, relax. Comfortably aware of your chest and how it relaxes more and more easily with every breath, as does your tummy. Continuing to count backwards as you relax more and more. Comfortably aware too of your legs. More comfortably aware of your feet, your calves, your hands and your arms, and your shoulders dropping down and relaxing. And as you relax, my voice may go with you. You may simply hear it, and you can simply relax in many different ways. You don't even have to think about it or focus on my voice. Simply let the awareness drift with you towards your own inner peace, your own inner stillness. Just let the focus sink deeper and deeper towards your own inner peace. And you can notice words, and you can notice noticing words. And you can notice your body relaxing, your mind relaxing as well. And as your mind relaxes and the thoughts slow down, your mind is more sensitive, more aware of the suggestions that'll help you the most. Noticing how your breathing just carries on all by itself. Continuing to count backwards, more and more relaxed. And your body just enjoys the deepening process. Just letting go more and more. Noticing the rhythm of your breath, the texture of your breath, the temperature, the soothing nature of your breath, the wonderful sense of release. And your body just enjoys the deepening relaxation all by itself. Noticing how not only the muscles at the very corners of your eyes have become more relaxed, but all the muscles around your eyes, in your forehead, the muscles in your cheeks and your jaw have relaxed as well. Your shoulders, your arms, your hands relaxed. Your feet, your calves, and your thighs. Waves upon waves of healing energy flowing over your body, delightfully bathed in an ocean of calm. Continuing to count downwards at a pace that feels right to you. And your conscious mind may be listening to my voice, while your unconscious mind is busy attending to important matters, while your conscious mind may not fully know, your unconscious mind is concerned with what is safe. Perhaps your conscious mind may be doubtful, while your unconscious mind can find security, because it thinks in a broader way. It's wiser, broader, more in depth. Your conscious mind may take caution and precautions, while your unconscious mind can select the depth of trance that is right for you, that is most beneficial for you today. And your conscious mind often knows and watches, while your unconscious mind protects and guides you. Your conscious mind may hear my voice, while your unconscious mind can simply allow you to deepen now, more and more. And when you're ready, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. Breathing in nice and deep, breathing in that healing energy, and allow it to flow over your entire body, allowing you to sink deeper and deeper and simultaneously float off to your safe, comfortable, happy place. And in a moment, I'm going to slowly count from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 5 very deep breaths, 1 at a time. And as you let each breath out, I'd like you to simply notice how you sink down, more and more relaxed, more and more peace. The sensation of floating is greater and more enjoyable. As you drift deeper and deeper into a relaxed hypnotic state. And so one, when you're ready, take that deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. Let it go all the way, sinking deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed, more peace, everything slowing down. The wonderful sensation of floating is really settling in, and your mind is drifting far, far away in your safe, comfortable, happy place. It's more enjoyable, more peaceful, more serene. And two, when you're ready, take another deep, deep breath in. Good. And let that breath go. Let your whole body relax more and more now. Good. And three, when you're ready, take another deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go, sinking deeper and deeper into comfort, drifting more and more. Thoughts really slowing down now. Not a care in the world, nothing to bother you. This is your time. This is time for you to enjoy a mental and physical holiday. This is your time, taking time just for you. Four, another deep, deep breath. Good, just let go of that breath and let go of everything now, but the comfort you feel in your entire body. Just allow that healing energy to flow through you, around you, at a deep, deep cellular level. Enjoy the sensation of just floating, not a care in the world. Your mind so still, so calm, so peaceful. And you can detach now, detach comfortably, enjoying the sensation of just floating. And five, a very deep, deep breath. Good, and let that breath go. Sinking down, very deeply relaxed now. More at peace, more comfortable, more calm. And in a moment, I'll ask you to take one other deep, deep breath to fill your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen and to hold that breath until I say the words, let go. And when I say the words, let go, I'd like you to let that breath out as fast as you can. And as you do so, you'll feel yourself sagging limply back. And you'll become much, much more deeply relaxed, drifting into a deeper, relaxed, hypnotic state. More and more calm, peacefulness, and stillness. All right, now, take that full, deep breath in and hold it. And hold it. And hold it. Okay, you can let it go. Let your whole body sink down, more and more relaxed, more and more at peace. And you'll continue to sink deeper and deeper into comfort with every regular breath you take. Drifting deeper and deeper continuously, enjoying the sensations of deep relaxation more and more. And every time you exhale, your mind drifts deeper into that quiet inner state where thoughts slow down, as if you're not really thinking about much at all. And you relax into that quiet stillness of your own inner world, the stillness you experience now. And in this stillness where all is quiet, you are safe and you are sound. You are at peace. You are okay. Everything is okay. And because everything is okay, I'd like you to memorize these wonderful feelings of being okay. Perhaps you feel more than okay, more calm, more peaceful, more quiet, more still than you felt in a long time. So to help you memorize this feeling, you can easily create an anchor that'll always remind you of this wonderful feeling you have in your mind and your body now. So that throughout the day, wherever you are, you can simply make this symbol and this feeling of deep relaxation will wash over you. You'll feel a deep inner peace, a deep inner calm bestow you. So you can create this anchor now by taking the thumb and the forefinger of one of your hands to make an okay symbol. Feeling the thumb and the forefinger lightly pressed together. Feel that feeling of making the okay symbol and memorize this wonderful feeling in your body of deep relaxation, deep calm, deep stillness. And as you memorize this wonderful feeling and you make this okay symbol, you can truly know in this moment everything is okay. You are okay. Everything will be okay. Feeling the fingers together will remind you of this throughout the day, multiple times a day. Whenever you make this symbol, you can repeat to yourself quietly in your mind's eye, but getting increasingly louder each and every time you say it to yourself. I am okay. Everything is okay, and everything will be okay. Repeating that now to yourself over and over again, quietly in your mind's eye, getting louder and louder each time you say it. And as you get louder and louder, you'll feel it more and more. The veracity, the validity of that statement will grow more real for you, more true. So as I'm quiet, just repeat that to yourself over and over again. I am okay. Everything is okay, and everything will be okay. Good. Feel that energy in you. And so as you practice this hypnosis, your ability to use this skill will get stronger and stronger. The more and more you practice it, the more easily you'll drift into a deeper hypnotic trance. And this sense of calm and deep peace you now feel will grow stronger. It'll last minutes, hours, days, it'll stay with you. And you'll be able to reactivate it throughout the day, wherever you are, by just making this okay symbol and repeating this mantra to yourself over and over again, getting louder and louder in your mind's eye each time you say it. So you can let your fingers relax now. And as you remain in this quiet, calm state, you can lay claim to connecting to a part of you that we call the wise self. The wise self is one of many parts that we have. Other parts of ourselves are the emotionally fragile parts, the younger part of ourselves. We all have this part. The emotionally fragile part, the more reactive part, the scared, hurt, vulnerable part, angry part, this is our less mature part of ourselves. This is our reactive self. But we also have a wise part of ourselves. A wise part of ourselves is mature, grown up. It's disciplined and self-aware. Your wise self is your mature self. It's your strong self. It's your compassionate and truly kind self. It's the part of you that speaks to you in a calming, positive, reasonable, fact-based, knowledgeable way. This wise, mature part of yourself is always there. It's always available. You can always call it up. This wise, mature part of yourself can be better activated, called up when we relax ourselves, when we calm ourselves. This is at the heart of the wise, mature part. It's objective, reasonable, factual. If the reactive part of ourself tries to take control, tries to stir up uncomfortable emotions, uncomfortable thoughts, the reactive part of ourselves always tries to run away, to flee. The wise, mature part of yourself recognizes these emotions, these desires to run, to hide, to believe catastrophic thoughts. But the wise, mature part of yourself knows, while there is a desire to flee, a desire to escape, and feelings of anxiety, it knows there truly is no danger, no reasonable danger. And it knows right here, right now, there is no reason to flee. There is no reason to believe the anxious feelings in our belly, in our chest. There's no reason to escape. It can see the desire to flee. It can feel the feelings, but it knows there's nothing really threatening us. There is no danger. This strong, wise, mature part of yourself can figure this out. It can also comfort and take charge of the more reactive, younger part of ourselves that wants to flee, that wants to believe in these feelings we have in our body, that wants to run, that wants to get tricked. The wise, mature part of yourself has compassion for the reactive, immature part of you. but it knows there is no danger. Even if and when we feel temporarily overwhelmed by the reactive part of ourselves, the wise part is always there. The wise part knows how to challenge and change anxious thoughts. The wise part knows how to calm yourself down, how to stay in anxiety-provoking situations where there truly is no danger. The wise part of yourself knows and can stay. So take a moment to form an image of the wise, mature part of yourself. Bring an image of this part of yourself to mind. It may be older, taller, shorter. It may speak differently, slower, louder. Bring to mind what this strong, wise, mature part of yourself looks like. Bring it to mind. If you sat down for tea with this wise, mature part of yourself, how would it talk? Would you be engaged? Would you enjoy the conversation? Would you want to stay? Take a moment to bring an image of this wise, mature part of yourself to mind. And just move that part of you off to the right-hand side. Just hold it off there, just to your right shoulder, shoulder to shoulder. It's there, it's always there. And just bring to mind an image of the more immature, reactive part of yourself. The part of yourself that can get tricked by anxious thoughts and feelings. The part of yourself that wants to flee at times. Bring to mind what this part of yourself looks like. Younger, older, male, female, taller, shorter. How does it talk? Is it louder, softer, squeakier, calmer, faster, slower? If you sat down for tea with this part of yourself, would you feel engaged? Would you want to stay? Would you enjoy the experience? Remember, this is a part of ourselves that we all have. What does this part of yourself really need? What does it long for? What kind of emotional comfort is it seeking? Remember, it's okay to have feelings, but the wise part of yourself knows feelings aren't immediately valid or invalid. The wise part of yourself knows to question, to observe, to hypothesize, to speculate, the triggers, the causes, to understand the whole picture. So move this reactive part of yourself off to the left-hand side. And imagine for yourself a moment. You're in your vehicle. You're driving along. It's just a typical day. A usual day. And outside, just to the right of you, you can see someone coming along, driving rather fast. A bit impulsively, a bit aggressively. You can watch their driving, and you can know that everything's okay. That although their behavior is reckless and impulsive, that right here, right now, in this moment, you are safe. And this is the wise, mature part of yourself talking to you. Talking and calming down the reactive, less mature part of yourself. The reactive part of yourself wants to believe in immediate danger. Wants to believe just because there's someone there, driving impulsively, recklessly, fast, that it puts you in immediate danger. But your wise, mature part of yourself is louder, more persistent. It knows. Your mother, your father is attentive, paying attention, driving defensively. And these are situations you will encounter from time to time. And they don't mean immediate danger. They don't mean immediate harm. Everything's okay. I am okay. Everything's okay, and everything will be okay. And you can hear the wise, mature part of yourself speaking louder and louder, breathing, instructing the reactive part of yourself, it's all okay. It'll be fine. The chances are slim. Your parent is attentive, aware. Your parent is driving defensively. Everything will be okay. That person, that reckless driver, will pass by, carry on with their day, and be gone. And everything will be okay. Take a moment as I'm quiet to really hear the wise, mature part of yourself talking to you loudly, persistently, reasonably, calmly. It's important to hear the words of the reactive, immature part of ourselves, but to also open our ears to the words and the facts and the reason of the wise, mature part of ourselves. To learn that distressing thoughts and feelings are manageable. We can question them, we can evaluate them, we can change them. We can choose to focus on the things we wish to. We determine what we focus on, and what we focus our lens on becomes a reality. You can focus the lens on what you wish to focus on what you wish to be your reality. So as you practice this hypnosis, as mentioned, your skill will get developed. You'll get greater and greater hypnotic capability. Your ability to experience a deep, deep relaxation will get stronger, and the calming effects will last hours, days, and weeks. So in a moment, I'm going to slowly count from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you'll open your eyes, feeling relaxed, refreshed, and energized. More confident in your ability to change your thinking, to change your feelings, to approach anxious situation with a sense of calm and confidence. That's wonderful. That's rewarding. That's invigorating. And so 1, 2, 3, able to wiggle your fingers and toes. 4, more alert, more aware, aware of the sounds around. And five, when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you. I'll give you a moment to just transition into a fully awakened state.